Ever feel like your bedroom's shrinking? Don't worry, you don't have to sell your favorite things to make space. With IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions, think dressers, wardrobes, full closet systems, even storage boxes. You can keep it all. Your vintage band tees? Safe. Those limited edition sneakers? Plenty of room. And yes, your childhood teddy bear gets a spot too. Don't sell what you love. Store it instead with IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions. Shop now at ikea.us/bedroom-storage.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back, and joining us now is Gerald Salenti, trendsjournal.com. And again, the code NIGHT will get you 10% off that excellent publication. You know, we talk about inflation, and Gerald has gone exactly the opposite. What you used to have it, what was it like, monthly or quarterly, I think, Trends Journal?
And, yeah, and, it started as a quarterly, then it became a monthly, and now it's a weekly.
Yeah,
and with
it's
your
huge
discount, it's a grand total of $2.50 a week.
Yeah.
So pennies a day.
Yeah.
And we're giving people what they're not getting anywhere else in the world. You go to YouTube and look at the comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We tell you what in the world is going on, what it means, and what's next. And we're not prostitutes. We're not media whores to get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the bigs own everything. Oh, the trillionaire owns X. Oh, that guy, Larry Ellison, he gave his little boy CBS.
Yeah.
And when he brought in that Barry Weiss or worse.
Yeah.
And oh, the pro Zionists.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's one after another.
That's right.
Murdoch. Billionaires own the media.
Yeah. Everything.
We're not getting, journalism is dead. So we're giving people what they're not getting anywhere else. And the more people that support us, you know, the better it is for everybody. And I'm heartbroken to see what's going on in the world. And again, you know, we're talking, you know, about this now this guy's coming out with The Big Short and saying that, oh, there might be an AI bust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is only the cover of the magazine back in February, .com bust 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a.
he's saying, so now it means something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
The guy, you know, again, here's the Trends Journal when it was a quarterly, the autumn edition, .com this.
Mm-hmm.
We forecast the .com bust in the autumn of 1999. Right here, all the facts saying it was going to bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. You don't invest all your money in a trend that was just born. And the trend that was just born is the AI.
Yeah.
Go to the facts. It became public, what, 2022?
Yeah.
It's 3 years old. It's an infant.
That's
you
right.
Don't invest all your dough in the infant companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done. Let's go back and put again. In tracking trends, you make connections between different fields. I've mentioned this before. Remember, this was a T-shirt that I did when Clinton ran for office in 1992, just
mm-hmm.
to show you the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slime ball. The arrogant piece of scum that stole our jobs and brought them to Mexico, NAFTA.
Yeah.
Oh, and then bringing China into the World Trade Organization. This has everything to do with AI, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, a lot of other crap, too. Deregulated the 1996 Federal Communications Act that now six companies control all the media. That slime ball that's now worth about $130 million, and he didn't have a penny to his name. Hey,
right.
Don't you know who I am? I sold the country out. Oh, you forgot the Glass-Steagall Act that I just got rid of? Yeah. I could pay $300,000 an hour to BS. All right? Anyway, that slime ball brings China into the World Trade Organization. He officially came in 2 weeks after 9/11. Again, going back to AI. In 2000, you look at China's GDP from 1970 to 2000, it's like this. They come in, poof, skyrockets, as the Western companies went to China to get cheap labor and gave them all the manufacturing, high-tech, and heavy industry that they never had, going back. Mm-hmm. 2000, some 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Now, almost 70%.
Yeah.
70%, you got a country of 1.4 billion compared to America. Right, we got about 340 million. They got over a billion more people than us. The young people are going to college. Oh, and they're not taking gender studies or art history. They're taking high tech.
That's right.
And young people are high tech addicted.
And they're coming China's here and pushing Americans out of the colleges and then taking their place in the colleges, taking their places in the jobs. I mean, we have onshored foreign workers here. And, you know, one of the things, Gerald, I remember back in 2017 when Trump did the tax cut saying it's going to cause Americans to come back. And you said at the time, no, it's not. These companies are going to buy their own stock. Apple was a very good example of that, right? They bought their own stock and made a fortune with that. But and I said at the time, I thought that we weren't really going to have manufacturing come back until it was on the horizon that they could fully automate it. Robotically and in other ways. And I still think that's the case. You know, this is a temporary stopgap. In the interim, they want to bring in slave wages from other countries. But the ultimate goal is I don't think manufacturing is going to come back until they can do it without any workers, especially Americans. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's become robotic. But going back to the dot-com bust.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we write about it each week in the magazine. You look at the facts. China is investing very heavily in AI.
Yeah.
Go back to January of this year. All of a sudden, a company called DeepSeek comes out. Oh, we don't need to spend $100 million to create our AI. We did it for $6 million. Oh, we don't need those big chips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
China is going to lead the world in AI. The young people are totally addicted to it. AI is the future. Robotics are the future. Not thinking for yourself is the future. And China's going to lead the world in it. So going back, there's going to be a dot-com bust. These companies are losing money like crazy. And they're investing trillions of dollars into it. So we're going to have a dot-com bust 2.0, and it could happen by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's go back to, you mentioned about 2017 when Trump passed that tax law.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Tax Policy Center, by the way, the 1% got 64% of the benefit.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
1%.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was the biggest year of stock buybacks that year in the history of America.
Yeah.
They didn't use the money, like Trump said, for capital improvements. None of it.
And that's what you predicted from the very beginning. You said it's just going to be stock buybacks, and that's exactly what it was. You know, when we look at the help that he's going to give small businesses with the CARES Act, again, you know, more than 50% of the money went to less than 5% of the people who applied for it, and they were all big corporations. Same type of thing, yeah. Oh,
look what happened when they called the COVID war. Look at the billions of dollars they gave to the big corporations.
That's right.
And you got to close your business down. You're a little nobody.
That's right.
So going back to this dot-com bust, let's go back to December 2018. It was the worst December in the Dow since the Great Depression. And Trump forced Powell to lower interest rates, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, in January. And what happened in 2019? Oh, remember the repo crisis?
Yeah.
As the stock markets went up 22% that year?
Mm-hmm.
We have another repo crisis coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
All this cheap money, all the borrowing back and forth, all them playing the game, this thing is going to explode. And now you're starting to feel it on Wall Street. We're going to see a bear market and probably a crash. And it's going to be global. It's going to bring down the equity markets, the global economy, and gold prices will skyrocket. Gold's not having a great day today. As you went on the air, it's down about $77. Mm-hmm. Go back to my podcast on October 16th. I said that Thursday that gold is going to go down almost $500 an ounce. Back then, it was trading around $4,379 the next day. Hit a high.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went down. It went down almost $500. Nothing goes straight up or straight down.
Sure.
This is going to be a correction. Then, last week, I said gold has to solidify over $4,000 an ounce for it to go back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking at now.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes below 4,000, you're going to see it go down a bit more. When it solidifies around 4,200, 4,300, you're going to see the next takeoff. That's our forecast. And silver prices along with it. Again,
what price are you looking at for silver? You say around, it's got to solidify around 4,000. If it does that, it's couching for a spring, if you will. What's the level for silver that you think?
Oh, silver's right where it is. You know, silver could keep going up from the point it is. Mm-hmm. We don't see, you're not going to, again, silver's being used in from everything from high tech to heavy industry.
Sure. Yeah.
And unlike gold, like let's say you have a gold bracelet or a gold ring, whatever, they melt it down and reuse it. Not silver. It's in computers. It's in everything. You throw it away. It's garbage. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have stockpiles of this stuff.
You put it in missiles and blow it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we see silver could easily go to $60 an ounce.
So, and, you know, what you're talking about in terms of, you know, we're looking, when the bubble bursts, it's going to be really, really bad because we've already seen a situation like this with the mortgage bubble that happened. And the timing looks like it's pretty short. I think, to me, that was the key issue. If Michael Burry, who's going to look at the reality of this thing, is going to put his money in it, I mean, he thinks it's going to happen pretty soon. Because he already got burned in the last one, you know, as they were rigging the market. That's the whole thing about that book and that movie. What surprised the people who saw the folly and saw the bubble and the nonsense and the fraud, they were amazed at how long the institutions and the government were able to keep covering up that fraud. And so they're paying big cover charges to keep those short positions. So, again, he's learned something from that experience. So he's thinking that this is pretty soon that it's going to happen.
As I said, it could happen next month.
Wow. Wow.
But it's definitely going to happen. It's going to crash the equity markets.
Mm-hmm.
And globally. You know, again, this is very important. You go to the mainstream media. They hardly, by the way, report on gold. And then they say, you know, this is comparable to when gold started spiking in the late 1970s. Mm-hmm. And again, my book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends Time magazine. I wrote about that's how I started buying gold in the late 1970s. It's a very different world. Back in the late 1970s, America was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was close to us. Mm-hmm. You look at China's GDP back in 1978. It was like about $100-something billion.
Yeah.
Same thing with India. Yeah. Now China's GDP is $20 trillion.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
So the difference is now there's going to be a death of the dollar. The global economy, the global markets have had enough of the United States geopolitical economic hegemony. Mm-hmm. They're finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
BRICS now, BRICS GDP, when you put them together, it accounts for 40% of the world's gross domestic product. And again, you go to your Trends Journal, read the facts. They're buying up Chinese bonds now.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesia, other countries, they're going more and more into China. Yeah, it's still very small, but trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. The death of the dollar is coming. Now, here's the other deal. One of the reasons why gold went down today is because now the Fed's saying they're not going to lower interest rates next month. The lower the interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up. Gold is dollar-based. So when the dollar goes down, other currencies go up, it's cheaper for them to buy gold. Trump forced Powell to lower interest rates when we had the worst December in 2018 since the Great Depression. And by the way, this is going to be the greatest depression, the next one we see.
Wow.
Not the Great Depression, the greatest depression.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
He did it before. He'll do it again. Trump wants to see. Look at the stupidity he came out with about bragging that inflation hasn't gone up and oil prices, what did he say? Gas prices are down to $2 a barrel, a gallon. Well, look it up. Google it up. Average gas prices in America are over $3 a gallon.
I know.
Lying right in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About everything.
About everything.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, this is very important. Remember, as trend forecasters, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. It's what is.
Mm-hmm.
The election in New York City.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. What trend do you see from Mom Danny?
Yeah. Again, very important. So I start talking about it, and people go, oh, I hate that socialist. I said, will you shut the hell up? Let me explain to you what's going on.
Yeah.
This is historical.
Yeah.
It's his. Again, I'm a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Bronx cat, right? I know New York City. A little boy of nothing that nobody ever heard of all of a sudden becomes the mayor of the largest city in America.
Mm-hmm.
A Muslim wins in the city of the world that has the largest Jewish population outside of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Slick Willie. 1992. The behind the scenes in his campaign staff was the saying, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Mamdani won. And that's why Trump won. Trump promised to help we the people of Slavelandia. I'm going to create jobs, I'm going to give you more money. All right, now. Let's go again. I've read hours and hours and hours, day after day after day after day, since Mamdani won the primary and beat Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest group that turned out in the primary to vote, the biggest sector, Gen Z, 18 to 28 year olds.
Mm.
The biggest number of people that voted in the election that they just had last week, Gen Z, the millennial generation, increased 30%. They went out and voted for Mamdani. Mm-hmm. The reason being, they have no future.
Yeah.
They can't get a job. Going back to AI, AI is wiping out new jobs for young people, particularly with college educations. Again, you look at all the companies that are going with AI. Now you got to look globally. Madagascar, Morocco, Tanzania, Kenya, Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Z's taking to the streets by the hundreds of thousands in protest. They have no future.
Yeah.
They can't find a job, can't earn a living. Again, like I said, it's not what you like, what you want. You think I want to pay for child care? You got your kids, you raise them. I got to pay that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not what you like, what you want. It's what is. The people are busted. It's the economy, stupid. And number two, this election, the people want a new party. This guy's a democratic socialist. That's his party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's go back. Socialist? Go back, Google it up, listen to Donald Trump's State of the Union address when he's trying to overthrow the Maduro government back when he was president in 2019-2020. He calls Maduro a socialist dictator. Oh, it had nothing to do with the lie about the drug trafficking, by the way. He had that little boy Guaido there when he's giving it, everybody stands up. This is the real president, little Guaido. Oh, the guy, CIA guy, that guy? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Again, nothing to do with drugs, but I'm telling you, he called him a socialist dictator.
Mm-hmm.
Mamdani is a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing you how desperate the people are.
That's right.
And it's showing you also the time is now for a new third party. The people don't like either one of them.
That's right.
This kid, again, we've both been 34 years old. He's just starting to grow up. This guy does a great act, by the way. He's terrific at what he does. But again, a Muslim in the most Jewish populated city in the world outside of Israel. And he wins big. And if Sliwa didn't run as a Republican, Cuomo still would have lost.
That's right. Yeah. I pointed that out because everybody was trashing Sliwa, and I said, well, Mom Danny got over 50%. What was it, like 50.4 or something like that? Yep. So I said, it doesn't matter. You can total up everybody else on the other side. He still got more than, that's the way this thing works. You get more than 50%, you win. And they just don't want to face the reality of it. As you pointed out, people are sick of the Democrats and the Republicans. A lot of people that they interviewed didn't know what socialism was. They just want something different. And I think another factor of it, and one of the reasons why, when you look at the fact that the Democrats, so many Democrats like Bernie Sanders and others, hardcore socialists, and even many of the aspects of what Trump is doing and the Republican Party is doing is embraced socialism and central planning and government ownership of corporations. And yet, I think the real issue, too, even though it was the city that's got the large number of Jews there, I played a couple of clips from Jewish people who were angry about what Israel was doing. I had an Orthodox rabbi who was talking about it, said, we don't support this, and I don't want to be conflated with what they're doing. He said, I think that's a very dangerous thing to say that all Jews agree with Benjamin Netanyahu. And there was also a guy who was on the street who did that. So, you know, it was a pushback. And I remember the debate where they had all the people there. And, of course, the press, amazingly, was saying, where's the first place that you would visit? Would it be Israel? Why not? Why wouldn't you go to Israel? And all this kind of just hectoring him about it. And he's like, well, I'm going to stay here because I'd be the mayor of New York. And that's what I'm supposed to do instead of going around all over the world. And that's what everybody's been hitting Trump with. It's like, you're only concerned about foreign policy. You don't care what's going on with America. And we're seeing this over and over again from all of these people. Just, you know, like you said, we're sick and tired of the Republicans and Democrats because they're all focused on something else. They don't care what's happening here in America. Or they're focused on helping their big, powerful friends get bigger and more powerful. So I think all of those things were there. But, you know, when you're talking about how helpless Gen Z feels around the world, Gerald, when I was going back and looking at asymmetric warfare stuff, the Pentagon was having these, they would have these meetings and they would put the meetings up on YouTube and they would get over, 5 or 6 years, they might get 200 views or something like that. But what they were saying consistently was that what creates these terrorist leaders, they said they weren't religiously motivated. Many of them came from a situation where they were highly educated, a wealthy family, at least upper middle class, and many of them engineers and that type of thing. And they would, but what motivated them initially, they would eventually turn to religion, but what motivated them originally was the fact that they had no future. They had no control of their life. And so they were saying that was what motivated them. And that's what we're doing right now. You know, we are occupying everybody's country, I think, with this foreign thing called AI. And even if AI can't do the job right now, you'll still have the corporation fire you and under the expectation that someday the AI is going to do the job. And so that's what people are seeing. I mean, the job cuts are for real.
Each week in the Trends Journal, for hundreds of weeks, we put what the job losses are.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's one company after another laying off people. And it goes back to where the economy is going.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking now at holiday hiring is at a low.
Hmm.
And you look at the consumer confidence index that just came out. It was almost at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the election of this kid winning. And again, the people are very desperate. They're going broke. And by the way, Oxfam came out with an article on November 3rd that in the United States, the 10 richest billionaires got $700 billion richer in a year.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's all about just a little bit more. But now it's not just a little bit more. It's about a lot more. You know, that's what John D. Rockefeller said to the reporter asked him, how much is enough? He says, just a little bit more. These people are accruing it at a very accelerating rate. And
yep,
this is really what is at the heart of the H-1B visa debacle for Trump, is his arrogance that he would have a record number of H-1B visa people out there. Is it, at the same time, these trashing Americans and saying Americans don't have any talent, you can't train Americans doing this kind of stuff. What's he bringing people in for in his organization? To do groundskeeping work, to do housekeeping, to work in the kitchen. He's just bringing in slave wages is all he's doing.
My book, international bestseller, Trend Tracking,
mm-hmm.
1996. I write about the H-1B visas. This is the beginning of the internet revolution. They didn't want to pay people a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Willie Clinton created the H-1B visa scam to bring in cheap Chinese and Indian labor to do the to work in. This is, I'm telling you, the facts are right here.
Yeah.
Nobody ever heard of an H-1B visa before. And again, we only put the facts in there. You're talking about cheap labor. The reason you should go to a Marshall's, go to a Target, go to a Home Depot, go to a Lowe's, outside in front of every place, help wanted, full-time, part-time.
Mm-hmm.
They were letting all this cheap labor come in so they don't have to pay them anything because you can't earn a living working at these places.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they let all that cheap labor come in over the years, particularly under the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted cheap labor. End of story.
That's right.
And now again, as I said, okay, you let them come in, and now you're throwing them out? With this ice crap?
Yeah.
You know, leave the people alone. You let them come in here because you wanted cheap labor, and now you're throwing them out, and you're selling the line that they're all drug dealers?
Well, let me ask you what you think is behind that, because I look at that and I think that, you know, the way this, if you want to get rid of people, there are certain things that you could do that would not be quite so confrontational and in the face, right? Even pepper spraying a baby. And so, you know, there's ways that you could do this. I think this is deliberate. I don't think it's just stupid. I think it's deliberate. I think they want to have division and chaos and civil war. What do you think about that? Is that why we're seeing these kind
they're
of high-handed...
Telling you that the government's in control. It's a dictator state.
That's right. I think it's about intimidation. Yeah.
I mean, guys with masks on, and again, what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is America. You got this mask on. You're doing this to innocent people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, you let them come in here. Leave them the hell alone. You know, you let them come in.
Yeah.
You wanted cheap labor, so leave them alone. If you don't want anybody else to come in, fine.
Yeah. That's right.
But what are you doing this to these people for? This is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought them in for economic reasons, and you could get them out economically as well. You don't need to go through these goons going down the street unless you want to have this kind of confrontation, unless you want to militarize the police and federalize the police. And I think that's exactly what they want to do. Yeah, it seems like it all goes back to Bill Clinton. You know, you're just on about a telecom thing, where he does a massive consolidation of the telecommunications companies. And, of course, he also, you know, consolidated the banks. I remember when that happened.
Yep.
They approved that big bank merger of Nations Bank and Bank of America in California, Nations Bank in North Carolina. And everybody said, you're going to set off a wave of bank mergers, and you're going to wind up with a half a dozen banks. And sure enough, we did. And about a decade later, we have the too big to fail banks that were bailed out by the government. So he consolidated telecommunications. He consolidated the banks. He lays the foundation for H-1B visas. I mean, and then you find...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow... There's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
That, you know, Trump and Biden and Obama, they'll continue his policies. Trump continues the Clinton policies with all this stuff.
Yeah. Well. And by the way, going back to the with the banks, it was a little slime ball that everybody liked, little Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that started the movement for the banks to get bigger. Back in the day, there were only trust state banks, Bank of America, mm-hmm, well, that was only mm-hmm. in California.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We used to have all local banks. All the cities had local banks. Mm-hmm. All gone. Mm-hmm. It was Bill Clinton that pushed that through, that allowed interstate banking.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Before we didn't have it.
And when you look at the next wave of consolidations, as you point out many times, you got a lot of banks that have a lot of risk and jeopardy involved in this commercial real estate thing. You've pointed that out now for quite some time. And it seems to me like the next wave of this stuff, they're looking at the stable coins. I want to get your take on stable coins. I think there are two different things that are happening with it. Number one, I look at it, and it seems to me like they're going to use stable coins as a way to sell their treasury bills when they can't sell them to other central banks and other governments because they don't like the American hegemony. So if they package the stable coins and fill them up with, you know, these bonds, then they can essentially sell the bonds at retail level. I think that's one aspect of it. Eric Trump has said at some of these crypto conferences that stable coins are going to get rid of all banks within a decade. And so it seems to me like that is also a part of it. What do you think about stable coins and what they're using
for? I think Orwell couldn't have come up with a better name.
I said, I think what they're really talking about when they tie it to the dollar and call it a stable coin, I said, maybe they mean it in a different kind of stable. Maybe they mean it like, you know, a horse stable. And, yeah. And maybe what is filling this thing up is the stuff that's on the bottom, on the floor of the horse stable, right? Is really what they're... Or they have this thing
again,
back
it
with.
It goes back to when we talk about AI. Everything's going to become digital. They're going to make up anything they can. CBDC, central bank digital currencies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to do everything they can to try to get rid of the debt level. And when you look at the real debt level, it's not 38 trillion. It's well over 100 trillion mm-hmm. when you put Social Security, other government expenditures in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. So they're going to make up the stablecoin crap. They're going to make up CBDCs. And not only the United States, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the future.
Yeah.
And again, you're talking about Trump's kid at the crypto thing. You know, cryptocurrencies now, the Bitcoin's now, I think it's around about $96,000 now.
Wow.
And it's gone down from $124,000 a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And will it go down further? And again, we look at things through the way they are. Let's go back to Trump back in 2020, 2021, making fun of Bitcoin, saying how terrible it was, and it was destroying the dollar. But now that he's into it, his kids are into it, that Lutnick clown's kids are into it, Witkoff's
yeah.
kids are into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trump got $100 million from the crypto people when he ran for office in 2024 mm-hmm. and tens of millions of dollars from them when he got his inauguration. They're going to do everything they can to keep propping up the cryptos
mm-hmm.
and because they're invested in it and they're only concerned about themselves. So that's the way we see it. There's a lot of negativity now coming out in the crypto world about that cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin could even go back down to the $37,000. A coin level.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that they saw the crypto stuff as being a pump and dump, and that these people get their money out of it and then dump it for the rest of us. Do you think that that's what's going to happen with it? That it might go
again,
back down into the...
As I said, with the Trump people into it, I think they're going to do everything they can to prop it up.
Hmm.
That's my guess. It's a guess.
So you think they'll blow the bubble up a little bit more, and then
they'll sell out.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, they're making a lot of money off of the crypto stuff.
Yeah.
And it was the expectations about what Trump was going to do to support crypto, because the moves that he made just prior to the election, that after he got elected, crypto soared. And remember, a year ago, we were talking about how gold had dropped. Actually, I did a commercial about how, you know, now was the time because gold was on sale. And, you know, because the fundamentals that had driven gold up had not changed. But everybody was expecting that everybody's going to put their money into Bitcoin and other crypto stuff because Trump was jumping into it. But I think really when you look at it, it's been kind of interesting to see the moves with Bitcoin and not really moving counter to the markets like gold typically does.
Again, very important with gold. Again, gold prices are going down because they say interest rates are going to stay high.
And also profit taking too, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because we're getting towards the end of the year and that type of thing.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And let's not forget too, let's go back to 2019, not ancient history. JP Morgan Chase was fined $900 million for rigging the precious metals market. So they're going to do everything they can to rig the game. But here's the deal. Let's look at oil prices. And yesterday, I didn't look at them this morning. It was about around $63 a barrel. Last year at this time, it was about $20 a barrel higher. The reason oil prices are so low is because demand is so low. And there's more supply than demand. There's a global slowdown. When the equity markets crash, that's when reality hits Main Street. They ignore, there's no connection between Wall Street and Main Street. Again, look at the S&P 500. According to, it's not my quote, according to some of the reports coming out, Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock own over 80% of the S&P 500. All right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a crash. There's no relationship between Main Street and Wall Street. Again, by the facts, nearly 50% of all the money spent in retail spending in the United States comes from the top 10%. 10% account for 50% of all the money being spent in the country. There's no relationship between Wall Street and Main Street. It becomes a reality of how bad things are when the markets crash. And when these markets crash, you're going to see gold prices spike well above $5,000 an ounce. That's our forecast. And silver following. And going back to how bad it is, back in the day, the average age for first-time home buyers was 28 years old. You know what it is today? 40.
Yeah, I saw 40. Yeah, 40, about 40. And you know, I looked up because of this 50-year mortgage BS that he's. It'd be like property taxes. You know, you never get, and you only work for 43 years. A typical person does, right? Assuming that you can keep your job. Most people typically work for 43 years. How do you get a 50-year mortgage ever even paid off like that?
And, well, again, you're looking at the average age now of first-time home buyers at 40 years old. So you're going to be 90 years old when you pay it off. And the average age death in the United States is 78 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to figure it out, don't they? It sounds like Social Security, you know, how they picked the retirement age of 65. That was just beyond life expectancy in Germany when Bismarck did that. You know, and so I guess that's how they figure 50 years for a mortgage. You know, let's go beyond life expectancy and make sure nobody ever gets their mortgages paid off. They're always indebted to the banks. It's just a, it's just criminal what they're able to do, isn't it? You know, what you're talking about. Yeah. What you're talking about with the $5,000 gold and this stuff crashes, Jamie Dimon came out and said that, you know, JP Morgan, He said, I'm not going to buy gold. I'm not in that. I don't care about gold. But he said, I think it's going to go between 5,000 and 10,000. So you're you're on the conservative end, considering what Jamie Dimon did. And he wasn't trying to pump it up because he wanted to sell gold. He wasn't going to sell it. He wasn't going to buy it. But he thought $5,000 to $10,000 when all this stuff crashes. I mean, it really does look like we're on track for a global depression. Yep. And global war, doesn't it? Because this is, again, a fourth turning. This happens about every 80 years. And the entire world is on the same cycle now. It has been since the last fourth turning. But there were a lot of countries that were on the same cycle going back to the Civil War. I've mentioned it many times, you know, the fact that there was a Civil War in Italy, 1861, 1865. It wasn't out about slavery. It was about the same thing that our Civil War was about, which was about the transition from a more decentralized agrarian state to a centralized industrial state and creating a nation state from these decentralized power sources the centralized centers of power that they had under agrarianism in Italy. Same thing happened here. That was really the driving force. But now everybody is on the same cycle. And so they know that this is happening. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing everybody gearing up for war in Europe, isn't it?
Yep. Look at the money. Look at that little slime ball. That's the Chancellor of Germany.
Yeah.
Merz.
Yeah.
Fred
Merz.
Look at one of the covers of the Trans Journal magazine. Heil Merz. We're going to spend $1 trillion to build up our defense.
Yeah.
We have to stop those Russians.
Yeah.
We only killed 25 million of them in World War II.
That's right.
With Operation Barbarossa. Oh, you like Germany's First World War? Nah, I like their Second World War. Germany, the third largest economy in the world, the largest in Europe. They're in a recession for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now slimeball Merz come out. Well, it won't be in a recession this year. Our economy will grow 0.2%.
Yeah, and of course they're doing it to themselves. You know, they're deindustrializing. Maybe not to as quickly as the UK is, but they're doing the same thing.
I got to make this 1,000% clear. They all destroyed it themselves when they brought manufacturing to China after they got into the World Trade Organization in 2001.
Yes, that's right.
The Western manufacturers gave China all the high-tech and heavy industry manufacturing they never had. Let's go back. You're talking about Germany's economy. Let's go back between around 2001. When they first came into when they first started going over there, it's about 2015. Mm-hmm. Look at the automobile sales. Ford, GM, Volkswagen, BMW, Porsche, skyrocketing in China. Mm-hmm. The first 10, 12 years. And then all of a sudden, China gets all the heavy industry and high-tech manufacturing that they never had before, and we don't need you anymore.
And isn't it interesting, the timing you mentioned about 2015? What else happened in 2015? The Paris Climate Accord. And what they did then, after they'd gotten their heavy industry in place, then what they did was they gave them essentially a monopoly on cheap, affordable energy, making it extremely expensive for German companies and British companies to be able to afford energy. Even if they didn't shut them down because of emissions, they still couldn't compete because their energy was so expensive compared to China.
And let's look now, who's the biggest EV seller in the world?
Mm-hmm.
BYD.
Yeah.
Chinese company.
Well, they laid this thing out like a plan, didn't they? I mean, it's just like clockwork, you know, let's get all the ducks in a row.
The greedy companies of the West went to China to get their cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Mm-hmm. They were booming. These companies were booming. China's economy is going way up, and they're selling all their products over there that the Chinese never had. Look at what happened with luxury sales. It boomed because the Chinese were buying all this stuff. Yeah. And then China started the COVID war, on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of a rat, in January 2020, and everything changed. Yeah. And China.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
By the way, destroy their own economy. China has a housing crisis, the likes of which, never seen in modern history. There are an estimated 90 million vacant apartments.
Wow.
90 million.
And you know, Gerald, I've seen a couple of videos on YouTube. Unbelievably large mansions. I mean, you're talking about mansions in the United States. Nothing compared to these that they built. And they've set vacant for so long, it's like they built these things out in the middle of the jungle because the neighborhoods have grown up. They've basically, rewilded the whole area out of neglect. Nobody can buy these things. They built these massive mansions. You're talking about a malinvestment of the government and central planners and that type of thing. But yeah, it truly is amazing. And when you look at Fred Mertz and all these guys, their response is they're not going to fix any of the issues that are hurting German industry. Instead, they're just going to go to war. You know, yeah. I always laugh when I hear his name because you had a Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy, right? Except I think in this particular case, this particular Fred Mertz, he loves losing. That's what he is setting up to do. He's going to have them lose all their industry. They'll probably lose the war as well. This is amazing.
When you mentioned about the fourth turning, this will be the last turning.
Yeah.
There was this cat by the name of Albert Einstein, mm-hmm. knew a little thing mm-hmm. or two about the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
And they asked him, what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War? He said, I don't know, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, and what do you think about Trump? You know, Putin has done tests of delivery vehicles. In other words, they got their hypersonic missiles and they have this nuclear-powered cruise missile that can stay aloft for a very, very long time. But that's a delivery mechanism. They weren't testing nuclear warheads. They weren't exploding nuclear bombs. And Trump kind of stupidly conflates these two things, I guess to basically rattle his saber and say, we got big bombs and we're going to show you how big our bombs are. Again, escalating this towards nuclear war. You know.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
By the way, this other thing that's really big is these Epstein files.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the stuff coming out about this woman who works for Goldman Sachs, there's a whole article that came out just today about how she used to go back and forth with Epstein and making fun of Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was losing his mind.
Yeah.
Words to that effect. Yeah. And that's back then.
Yeah.
So he's out of his mind right in front of your eyes. I mean, the guy, And these Epstein files, you know, why are you holding them back? Why don't you, what's the big deal over here? Put them out there. We got to vote on this stuff. Yeah. Put them out there. Yeah. Again, you think that Bill Clinton, didn't he pardon Epstein at one time?
I don't think so. I think that they got him that sweetheart deal. And it was people that were all around the Trump inner circle, right? You had the guy, Alex Acosta, who was the so-called prosecutor who gave him the sweetheart deal. And, you had Ken Starr who had gotten Bill Clinton off, you know, as a special prosecutor. And so he was a defense attorney for Epstein. And you had Alan Dershowitz, who now loves Trump because of Israel. And so, you know, the three of them made sure that he didn't really have anything happen to him. But, you know, when I look at it, I was saying earlier today, I was talking about, spent like an hour talking about the Epstein stuff. And my take on it, Gerald, is when you look at how they have basically humiliated and shamed themselves in public by trying to keep this covered up. And I say the GOP has become guarding our pedophiles. When they do all that stuff and they own it, why would they go so far with all this? Even Trump, you know, you could say, well, Trump is pushing him to do it and he's personally involved. But I think, you know, could Trump even be that stupid if he wasn't trying to cover up for Mossad? Because there's been a lot of documentation about how Jeffrey Epstein was working with Mossad, and not just with these blackmail rings, but also as representative in Mongolia and some other places, Ivory Coast. And, you know, he is intimately involved with Mossad in Israel, working with them. I think a lot of this is to cover up for Mossad and maybe even the CIA that's involved in a lot of this stuff.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
That's a real dark underbelly.
And again, that Epstein killed himself. What a bunch of crap that to me was.
Yeah.
It killed him.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, the cameras went off.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, it's really been a litmus test for all these people in the Republican Party and the Trump administration, I think, just showing what absurd lengths and how they will humiliate themselves in public in order to cover this up. You know, you see Bongino and you see Bondi and you see Cash and all these people. They have just absolutely humiliated themselves in public trying to keep this stuff covered. But I think that is a part of it. I mean, when we look at that, what I was talking about today, you know, the H-1B stuff as well as the Epstein stuff, that really is kind of a 1-2 punch in the face for the MAGA people, I think. Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'll finally wake up and realize who this guy is that they support. I don't know.
Nah, people don't wake up. They believe, every time I start trying to talk about what happened with the New York mayoral election, right away the person I start talking to says how much they hate the guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear this. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you why he won.
Mm-hmm.
And why you have to look at the facts to see where things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I'm telling you, this election is historic. And oh, by the way, another important thing is when people say, "Oh, I can't do anything." What do you mean you can't do anything? You just saw a little boy of nobody become, you know, win the mayoral race in New York City. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, you know, Columbus, Ohio here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me you can't do anything.
That's right.
You just saw somebody from nowhere become the mayor in New York City. So do something.
Yeah.
Stop saying you can't do anything. I'm tired of that crap.
And you know, one of the things that he did was he attacked the status quo, right? He broke the prohibitions about saying this or that, and you know, everybody else there was going to count. Oh, I will go to Israel. You know, it's like, how is that part of the job description of being a mayor of a city, to go to a foreign country? It just doesn't make any sense. So he broke those, he went against the system, head on against the system. And I think that's the key thing. People want to try to triangulate this and, you know, walk on eggshells. They don't want to offend anybody. And I think it's more important to be authentic.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But again, it shows you the power of the people.
Yeah.
That this guy of nobody from nowhere that nobody ever heard of, that whose name you could hardly pronounce, was born in Uganda, becomes the mayor of New York City. And by the way, I have 6 Jewish friends. 5 of them were pro-Mandani.
Really?
Hmm. Yep.
And well, like one, I said, I had those and, couple of clips.
And one of them is an Israeli.
Hmm. I was saying, I had those clips and a lot of, you know, I thought, well, you know, these people are very articulate and they make the point. I don't know how representative they are of that, but you know, in your circle of friends, maybe that is representative of what the people were seeing there.
Well, it's just like if you're an American and you hate the Vietnam War, the Iraq
yes.
War, the Afghan War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're doing to the Palestinian people is it's a crime in front of every. Oh, they just killed another young kid. He crossed over the yellow line.
Yeah.
Yellow line? Well, you're making up this yellow line crap. Oh, you're going to steal more territory. I forgot.
That's right. Well, I mean, just look at this week. You know, what a slap in the face to everybody to have on Veterans Day to bring in this Al-Qaeda flak. ISIS, al-Nusra, all the rest of the stuff. And we know because I showed the pictures of it, the final stages of the Syrian war, how we had U.S. air support with A-10 Warthogs as they were winning, you know, pushing out Assad.
Yep.
And, you know, here's this guy. He's killing all these different minority groups. He's killing Christians. And Trump is out there saying, oh, I really care about Nigeria. We might have to come in with guns a-blazing and all the rest of the stuff. And then he completely does a 180 and he brings in this this guy is killing Christians left and right, and and you know the whole war on terror is just shown to be a fraud when he brings this guy in. It's absolutely amazing how this Potemkin village is really crashing, in my opinion.
Well, let's go back. Remember the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama?
Yeah.
I want that guy Gaddafi out of there.
Yeah.
I want that guy Assad out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you destroyed Libya, the richest city in Africa. Where people had more rights and benefits than most of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Syria. It used to be a great tourism place. So going to the ancient, not anymore, all gone. Brought to you by, again, it's a crime syndicate. They're murderers and thieves.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Obama. Remember when the .com bust happened, the panic of 08, the domain name I took out in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Levy Institute at Bard College, $29 trillion to bail out the banks.
Oh. Wow.
$29 trillion as people lose their homes and go bust.
Yeah. And I remember when that was happening, you know, it was before Drudge, you know, because of Trump flipped over to the Democrat side and everything. But he was talking about every year, at the end of the year, he would say how many small, medium-sized banks went out of business that year. And every year, it was between 150 and 200 going out of business after they bailed out the big guys. You know,
yeah.
Every year. Yeah.
Again, it's the rich have taken over everything. You're going to see an off with their heads 2.0.
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
I agree. I think so. Well, before we end the program, I want to thank Radisbro. Thank you very much for the tip. He said, I learned as Trump was saying, you can't take people off an assembly line, off of the welfare line and teach them how to make a battery. He said, I learned how to make a battery in kindergarten. With a potato or a lemon, they call the Baghdad battery. And of course, I think maybe some of the people who are making batteries, maybe they need to learn how to make batteries because they're catching fire at a regular rate. Also Jersey Boys, thank you for the tip. He says, ask Gerald if he's ever heard of Bill Cooper, William Cooper, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse before. And do you think that the states declaring secession will happen? What do you think about that? You know, talked about how this is kind of a provocation, you know, what Trump is doing. Do you think there'll be secession?
I had a very dear friend, may rest in peace, Thomas Naylor, and he started the Second Vermont Republic to break away secession. And it was moving very, very, very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Obama got elected, and it died down, and then he passed away. But, yeah, I think there's going to be more and more movements for secession. I really do. In different states.
You know, I started my program back in 2017. My very first guest was somebody from California who, because Trump was president, was pushing to have secession. And because they were from the left, they wanted California to secede. And I said, I'm always for self-government and secession. Because at heart, that is what America was always
that's
about. Self-government.
All about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So I said, what can I do to help you?
So
we'll see what happens.
War.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was all about. It was about unionization.
That's right. Well, that's it for our program. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for the insights. And again, people, go to trendsjournal.com. Use the code NIGHT to save 10% off. Thank you so much, Gerald. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.